When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Oh, the office goss, man. I mean, we've had some doozies around this place over the years, that's for sure. So we want to hear about your office gossip, like not a one-time thing. We're looking for storylines. Okay, so something's going on in the office. Everybody knows about it. It's a big old secret, but everybody knows about it and it's playing out. We want to follow along with you guys on The Voice Disguise if you got some hot goss going on in the office, all right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, now it's lining up. We got two. Oh, yeah, of course, co-workers having relationships with each other, and they're both in relationships.
That's a game.
Right, man.
Duh. Hey, we will call you Macy, and you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. All right, spill it. Spill it all.
Okay, so this girl, my parents, they actually work with people that come out of the country, and they help them, like, find jobs. Well, this girl, she came to my job. And she's maybe about 25 or so. And there's this supervisor that we have that's really flirty, but he never does anything because he is married. And everybody's like, oh, that's just him. So she actually needed rides there, but I have two jobs, and I'm never able to give her a ride because I have really crazy hours. So he lives about 15 miles away and in the opposite direction, and he takes her home every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he's married, and my parents just told me that she has a fiance back in the country that she lives in.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And that he's going to be coming back here in a month.
All right. So you guys are certain that these drives home are not just simply a drop off and then he takes off. So you got two people in the office that are both in committed relationships that are hooking up with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and my parents know who her aunt is, and she was, like, saying, like, that she's been bringing him around, that he comes into the house and talks to her and stuff.
That's good stuff.
So
this is pretty common.
Like, I'm actually very shocked, and my friend's keeping me up on what's going on in the office since I'm not there all the time, and people are saying that his wife is saying, oh, it's okay if he messes around. But my dad went to high school with his wife, and she is very jealous.
Oh, this is good.
But never.
This is fun.
Thank you, Macy, for this hot goss. We will definitely keep all your contact info and check in and see what happens when the fiance comes back or gets to the U.S.
Yeah. Hold on one sec for us, okay?
Fireworks coming out of that one.
Tea.
Because the fiance is in another country, it doesn't count.
Oh, whatever.
Stop this.
He's not cheating.
If you got to cross an ocean, it's all good.
What's the mileage on that? How far away?
Once she sets foot on American soil, now we got a problem.
Okay.
But at this point, look up the NATO rules.
Okay.
Yeah. Cindy, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Tell us about the hot gossip going on in your office.
Okay, so there's three girls that I work with, and they're all sleeping with the manager. Yes, and they just all found out about it. So they are planning on setting him up. They're all going to ask him to go out for a drink. And mind you, he's married with children, and he is just everywhere. And this ain't the first time. I've been working with the company for 16 years. He's sleeping with everybody.
Oh, equal opportunity.
Yeah.
He's discriminating.
He's being praised right now. Can't believe you're coming down on this.
What's the problem here?
Okay, so they didn't know, but they found out. I'm curious, do you know how they found out and how are they going to set him up again?
They were all talking. Well, one girl is, I guess, better friends than the other girl. So she started talking to her about it. And then the other girl chimed in and they were like, are y'all serious? And then one of the, I guess the other man, because we have like six different managers. Then the other manager was like, y'all should have known that. He sleeps with everybody around here. It was this big old talk in the break room. So everyone just found out about everything. And I guess they're all texting. And I guess they're going to do it this weekend. They're like going to set him up.
This is what we call a call. This call we call in the industry. Booyah! Yeah, this is what we're looking for right here.
About it every day. Yes, it's just like this big thing. Like everyone knows, and I'm pretty sure he knows. I mean, we just work in a small company, so everyone talks about everybody.
What an idiot.
So they are planning this right now, and there's a quick turnaround on this storyline, too, because it's going to happen this weekend.
Yes.
So they're all planning it right now, and they're just going to all separately ask him out for a drink, and they all three show up?
Yes, they all have a group chat. It's like he's going down.
This is beautiful.
I want to know the name of that group chat, by the way. All right, Cindy, please stay on the line so we can get your information because we will definitely check in on Monday to see how everything panned out.
Yeah, I mean, this is so ripe for blackmail. So right.
Absolutely.
If this guy wants to keep his job and not, I mean, because he's going to lose his job. They go to HR. Bye-bye.
It's over.
Out of the end. This is so ripe for blackmail if they wanted to do it. All right, hold on one sec. Like Kristen said, we'll get your info. We are definitely talking to you again, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.